In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Make straight the ways of the Lord. Dear faithful, it's necessary for us this morning to avoid wrong ideas about penance. There is an exterior penance, certainly, but it is only useful if it is a fruit of an interior penance which leads to it. The Pharisees were well known, very well known, for their external penances, for their external observances of the law of doing penance as required by the law of Moses. But Jesus tells us there was nothing in their hearts because it was just external. There were too much over the top, fake, hypocritical. They did not have an interior spirit of penance, a deep sorrow for their sins, and a desire to make atonement. This is what is penance. It consists mainly in having a compunction of heart or an abiding sorrow for having offended God, which leads to our obtaining the pardon for our sins. St. John the Baptist added yet another element, which is also interior, the doing of our duty. Advent is a time of preparation. Advent is a time of penance. Advent is a time to know how we can improve in our duties. In his gospel, Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people that the publicans and prostitutes were entering God's kingdom before they were. Because when these notorious classes of sinners, publicans, prostitutes, heard the Baptist, they changed, they converted, they repented. Whereas the religious leaders of the people were just giving lip service to the divine summons St. John was announcing. Dear faithful, when God, through his church, sends us St. John the Baptist for 4 consecutive Sundays in Advent, he's basically saying to us, I have called you not once, not twice, not 3, but 4 times to conversion. Would he be able to say to us now that we have responded to that call the way the obvious sinners of St. John's days did, or the way the so-called more perfect, more religious people did? Like the prophets of the Old Testament, St. John the Baptist was sent by God with a very special mission, that of preparing the way of the Savior. He received the spirit of courage to speak to the crowds of that time. He received the spirit of courage to exhort them to the baptism of conversion for the forgiveness of sins. As the last of the prophets, Saint John the Baptist's work was very important since he prepared the way for Jesus, announcing the coming of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. His baptism was a baptism of repentance and found its perfection with the new one made in the name of the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the one we have all received or we will receive soon. Baptism, which is always source of joy. Joy for the soul, which received sanctifying grace, and also joy for the baptized and all their families. We know here at St. Patrick's how each baptism is a source of joy for family, congregation, and the whole church. Advent is a time of conversion, and God wants to convert us by this joy to be baptized, to be part of His church. The whole Advent season is meant to proclaim that joy. The hymns we sing, our choirs sing, announce it. The Rorate Coeli, one of the most famous Advent hymns, taken from words of the prophet Isaiah, which we partially sang in today's introit. Do not be angry, O Lord, and remember no longer our iniquity. We have sinned and are become as one that is unclean. And we all have fallen as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have carried us away. Be comforted, my people. Thy salvation comes quickly. Why are you consumed with grief? I will save you. Fear not, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Redeemer. And when we finally get to Christmas, we will ring out with gusto, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. And in my favorites of all, from my French background, Minuit Chrétien, from which Holy Night is taken, we sing Noël, Noël, voici le Rédempteur, and sing to him as le Rédempteur, who a brisé toute entrave, la terre est libre et le ciel est ouvert. The Redeemer has broken all shackles, the earth is free, and heaven is open. Dear friends, Advent and Christmas are all about mercy and healing. We also see this in the two names given to Jesus. He would be called, in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, Emmanuel, which means God with us, and Saint Joseph himself was instructed to name him Jesus, which means God saves. Jesus comes to be with us in order to save us. He comes as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, and he comes to incorporate us into that offering, so that together we can give the Eternal Father not only His body, blood, soul, and divinity, but our body, our blood, our soul, our sufferings, our difficulties, our joys, everything we are, and have in expiation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, so that his mercy may reign and we may all come to experience forever the joy, the true joy of what it means to be loved and forgiven. Repentance is the door that opens to allow Jesus' visit to any soul. Jesus has his glory in the highest heaven, but his dwelling on earth is made in a humble and contrite heart. Every person that receives this interior visit of Jesus receives also a mission very similar to that of St. John the Baptist. This mission is humble and powerful. It consists in struggling to destroy every darkness, in suffering for the kingdom of God, in preparing the way of the Lord. Everyone who is baptized has a duty to proclaim the good news through his faith, his words, and the most important, his good example. Every human being is able to be a temple of God. Many temples are still sealed, closed, filled with scold and darkness, anger and resentment. They must open. They must open. This is the beauty of Christmas. Each one of us can become a living and interior nativity scene where Jesus wants to abide. The question is, do we hear him approaching at our door? Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.